Ayo.
In the bottom, in the second chapter.
You can, it is very different.
Yes.
So I should know.
Yes.
What you are telling.
In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, and everywhere in the Shastras.
You should recall.
According to all the Shastras, that which is real, it is not divided up, not truly emanated or cast away from anywhere, because spirit is undivided. The Shastras say spirit is not, cannot be cut up into pieces. And we even just said that in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said you can't, it's not like stone chipping away from a mountain.
Yes. Go on.
Okay, so that's one problem. The second thing is, B, spirit is not infinitesimal in the sense that it's measurable by any standard of relative comparison as are material objects. Yes. And three, certainly not incomplete, because the Shastras state Om Purnama Da Purnami Dham. A part of the infinite complete whole is also infinite and complete, unlike the example given of the piece of stone chipped off a mountain which Bhaktivinoda himself gave. So I put, there is, however, an appearance, again, this is based on the Upanishads, an appearance of infinitesimality, division, incompleteness, etc., and that is Maya, merely an illusion. And this illusion is what constitutes both the...
What? Again?
That the appearance of infinitesimality or division or incompleteness, that is illusion, that is Maya.
Can Hindi humko koi batla sakta hai?
उसने कहा कि वास्तव में जीव अनु नहीं है, कंदनीय नहीं है,
है? अनु नहीं है,
अनु नहीं है, कंदनीय नहीं है,
कंदनीय मैंने क्या,
और
खंडनीय,
अच्छा
कंदनीय, और किसी से निस्तृत नहीं है,
किसी से
निस्तृत,
मिश्रित,
निस्तृत,
मिश्रित नहीं है,
not creative,
not emanated.
पहला क्या सब वर्ड,
अनु,
अनु नहीं है,
क्योंकि जीव वो, you can't measure it अपरिमित without measure.
But shastra, all shastra says that जीव is अनु.
No, see, here's the problem. जीव is अनु, but not
and
atma.
Krishna is also अनु अनियान. What will be their meaning? Krishna is अनु अनियान. More.
Yes. Yes.
Then?
Smaller than the smallest.
Why it has been told?
All-pervading.
So, you will have to tell that jeev is anu.
But, Maharaj, there's some distinction
he
between
has told
jeev and
like
atma.
This, he has told like this, anu. What he has written? You should speak.
Krishna, the second that he just read. Krishna paripurana chit vastu hai. स्थल में अनेक लोग उन्हें चित्त जगत के एकमात्र सूर्य कहा करते हैं. जीव उनका किरण कण मात्र है.
किरण कण, यदि चली.
But see, here's the problem. We are not
no problem at all. No problem at all. Those who know, they will really understand it. And if you will not tell jeev anu, then it will be very big problem.
Maharaj, the jeev is anu, but the atma, the spirit,
what Bhaktivinoda wants to explain, we are going to explain this same thing. Not Upanishad, not Ved, and not anything here.
All right, Maharaj,
no?
As you wish.
What Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, here no Upanishad.
Okay.
Bulk Upanishad will follow.
Then on your order we will do.
No.
As long as you have said this.
No. I want that only the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur should be given.
Yes.
No Upanishad, nothing.
Okay.
If Bhaktivinoda Thakur knows more than us.
Okay.
Lakhs and lakhs, thousand times more than
yes.
us.
Yes.
So what he has written, we should not try to
explain.
Okay.
We
See,
can be what? Man, कोई फूल हम में हो सकती है. We can be wrong.
Can be.
Your idea, my idea can be wrong.
Wrong.
But his idea can. He will be.
He own wrong.
His idea will be like Upanishad, Mool, Ved, Srimad Bhagavata. So, I think that not so much things have been.
All right. See, I do not have the authority to transgress the Upanishads, but you can say, no, it's okay, we're going beyond the Upanishads.
I cannot tell like this. then I will be Advaitvadi, Mayavadi,
no,
or false.
No.
I cannot do.
No, Maharaj.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur cannot tell like this. So I want simply that we should follow the idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But we should try to realize something without realizing. We should try to know it by our disciplic acharyas are now living acharyas. Wonderful. When I was in doubt, when I was translating, my Guruji was there, Shoti Maharaj was there, all prominent leaders, disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati there, all alive. Something came in the last, what was in Jaiva Dharma, but it was wrong. I took it to all. That they told that it is wrong, as what you are writing, this is was in original Jaiva Dharma. Like in Golok Vrindavan, there is no vibaha bandhan vidhi. But it was written that there is. Understand?
Marriage, what laws for marriage.
Oh,
yeah. For marriage.
So I was thinking that how it has been written. I cannot change the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But he has written, but I am saying that Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, Ujjwali Mani and all other books are telling other things. Then I went to all and they told that no, it is correct, it is not correct. It is coming from
translation,
and they are all not looking after this thing, and it has been there. So we should try. Very, oh Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you are so marvelous, merciful. I am not understanding. You should reveal these things in my heart. I think that he will reveal all these things. But there are so many things that we cannot justify whether it is wrong or right. There are so many arguments between the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Once there was a room, we have changed this room. Pujya Parshithar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, you know Giri Maharaj?
No.
Very, very. Diction Nashi. Very intelligent. Rishikesh Maharaj. You know Puri Maharaj this?
Bhakti Pramod Puri?
No. He was like their student. Sudhar Maharaj and all others. His age was so little. In my first age, I was about 26 or 7. I saw them eating. Oh, big one. They were discussing all this. At last, they made up a principle. We should not try to touch the mood of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They are not ordinary persons. They have written it for all girls and girls. Then you should try to do that. And if anything, you can discuss me. And go and rapidly to do it. If you are telling that Jeeva is not on, then all sastras will be opposite to you. All.
I wasn't saying that the Jeeva is not a Maharaj. I was saying that the Atma, the
conception. Atma and Jeeva is something, but somewhere when Atma is for use for Paramatma, Krishna, then it is. But at that time he is Anur Aniyan also, and Mahatva Api Mahinyan. In the same way also. So all the opposite things may come in Krishna and he may be. He has no birth, but he is always son of Yashoda. These three opposite things are adjusted in this. He always tells lies, and he never tells lies. Gopis are always seeing that he is telling lies. Oh Krishna, from where you have come? Then what did Krishna tell? Almost tells lies. Have you taken this earth? No, I have not taken. They are telling, they are all lies. When the chariot of Krishna, Arjuna was there, and Bhim killed an elephant.
Yeah.
That name was Ashwatthama.
Ashwatthama.
Then Krishna told to Arjuna,
you
should tell that Ashwatthama is God. How can I tell? Ashwatthama is not dead. Only elephant. You should tell lies. And he told Ashwatthama that, and he was going to tell that not man, elephant.
Yeah.
And Krishna and all others.
Yes, who is the country?
Even a person living with Krishna could not know Krishna is liar or what. But Krishna said he was liar. But actually he was not liar. At last Krishna told to Arjuna, see, Ashwatthama, throne and whole world is dead in my feet. And then he arrived. Never Krishna cannot. So what is truth, what is not truth? It is beyond our knowledge. That is truth. If you will be mukta of Maya, even we cannot know Bhakti, know Thakur and all of that. We can go in our limit only. So we should try to go on both. Only you can suggest me. ठीक है सर, उसमें अप्रोप्रिएट कोई वर्ड हो, यदि कोई ठीक से समझ में नहीं आता उसको रिवील करें. इफ एनी वन विल नॉट अंडरस्टैंड देन वी कैन गिव टू थ्री लाइन्स मोर, वेरी लिटल. वॉट यू आर डूइंग? अच्छा, वेर इज इट?
गुरु
पंडव. आई एम सो एंग्री. वेर इज इट? चेकिंग एनी डॉक्टर एडवाइस?
आई एम डूइंग
जस्ट अ कॉल.
ओके सर, कॉल कंपनी सर.
इट्स अ बिजनेस ऑपरेशन.
Anything more to discuss?
Well, if you want us to, otherwise... There was only a couple of other things in regard to...
If not revictimous, so good, something can be.
There are also a couple of things written by Bhaktivinoda in regard to that, things like Krishna is the supreme, is the attractor, and the jivas are the attracted. Krishna is the supreme ruler, and the jivas are the ruled. Krishna is the observer, and the jivas are observed. Krishna is the complete whole and the jivas are poor and insignificant. Krishna is the supreme powerful being and the jivas are powerless.
What?
Krishna is the supreme powerful being and the jivas are powerless.
Without power.
Without power.
Yes.
And I was thinking that there seems to be a lot of just raw negativity in that area.
Yes, so there is that.
Krishna akarshak hai, jiv akrishna. Krishna ishwar hai, jiv ishitavya hai. Krishna drishta hai, jiv drishta hai. Krishna purna hai, jiv deen aur shudra hai. Krishna sarvashaktiman hai, aur jiv nishaktik hai.
It is right.
No, I know it is right. But what I was mentioning before, that 100 years later, after this was written, if devotees meditate too much, that they're insignificant, they're powerless, they'll apply that subconsciously in their sadhana as well, that, oh, I'm powerless, I cannot finish my rounds today, oh, I'm insignificant, I shouldn't do this service, I shouldn't go to my Gurudev and get his darshan. These principles get applied subconsciously in one's very sadhana and karma.
This is coming from Krishna also. So, it is all right. Understand, my guru? So, no heart. It should be like that. But he wants to express it. And when we explain in other book anywhere, then we can write like that. The theory. He has written somewhere, Krishna has said, Jeev has also said, Krishna has aham, main. Jeev has also that. Krishna is beautiful, Jeev is beautiful. Krishna is karta, Jeev is karta. So all qualities and all things are in Jeev. But how he has explained. In one sense, Jeev is nishakti, but in one sense, Krishna, Jeev is himself shakti. Jeev is shakti, Jeeva shakti, parashakti. So, Jeev is nishakti, it is not true. But why he has told, there is a reason. Mm. So, we should try to
reconcile.
Otherwise, Jeev cannot see. Jeev himself shakti. But Bhakti Thakur is telling you, nishakti.
Right, that's what I'm, that's the problem.
So we should. So he is all right. We should try to reconcile and understand.
He said that later on in the book, all these things will become clear.
Yes, later on. It will all be clear in their dialect, especially in second chapter. Second chapter from 12 to 32 or 36. All will be.
Maybe now we have doubt, but later on it will be
clear. It will be clear, all the
time.
Kamal Sabhi, खिल्लो ही नहीं तार
खिल्लो
हम सवेरे से सोच रहे हैं कमल आएगा तो कमल आया ही आ जा खुला है लो सबके हाथ में दे दो और हम वो ले आओ तुम दोनों आ जाओ उतर नहीं है पता सब प्रिया
जीवन के साथ
ऐसा फूल नहीं है सफल को थोड़ा थोड़ा दे दो बेहतर अपने दे
गोविंद
Thank you.
उनका जन्म दिवस है कल था, कल भी था ना, परसों था, किंतु समय पर नहीं आ सके, इसलिए आज हम लोग उनको आशीर्वाद दे रहे हैं। इस बर्थडे बट ही कुड नॉट कम, नाउ ही हैज कम, सो वी आर डूइंग ऑन दिस डे, वी आर ट्राइंग टू स्वस्ति नो, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ स्वस्ति, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग, स्वस्ति में स्व माने आत्मा, उनके आत्मा का कल्याण दे, स्व अस्ति, लौकिक पारलौकिक सब रूप में कल्याण होना चाहिए, वेदर इन दिस वर्ल्ड और दिस वुड बी स्व मंगल, उनका मंगल, मंगलम भवतु, कल्याणम भवतु। इनका जन्म सार्थक इस समय वैष्णव लोग आकर के इनको आशीर्वाद रहे हैं, मंगलम भवतु, मंगलम भवतु। सुख में, शांति में और स्वस्ति में अंतर है, देयर इज मच डिफरेंस इन स्वस्ति, हैप्पीनेस,
पीस
एंड
पीस,
वी डोंट वांट पीस, हम लोग शांति नहीं चाहते, लोग भूल करते हैं, शांति इस चेयर को भी शांति है, इस लकड़ी को भी शांति है, दुख नहीं है, बट वी आर नॉट वुड और चेयर, इट हैज शांति, नो कैलमिटी, नो दुख, नथिंग, बट अपोजिट टू दिस नो सुख ऑल्सो, नो हैप्पीनेस, सो वी डोंट वांट शांति, शांति में जिसमें कोई लहर ना हो, देयर इज नो वेयर एट ऑल, नो सेंस एट ऑल, मनली मैटर, दिस आर शांति, वी डोंट वांट, देयर शांति मीन्स दैट गीता शांतिम अधिगच्छति, शांति मीन्स वाट, आफ्टर मुक्ति शांति, बट वी डोंट वांट मुक्ति, आफ्टर दैट मुक्ति परमानंद कम्स एंड वी वांट दैट हैप्पीनेस परमानंद।
भोग लग गया है, थोड़ा थोड़ा देर
भोग लग गया है, तो ठीक है, ठीक है।